views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia, Ahana, and Daniel on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in? Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I have an exciting announcement today because I've got my new power couple for the new show that's called Rise and Be Rich to Accelerate Your Business One Masterclass at a Time. My new co-hosts, Ahana Lara Losita and Daniel Lyon, welcome to our new show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cornelia. It's exciting to, you know, do this with you.
Yes, I'm so excited that we are going to be influencing the public and our listeners to accelerate their business, their wealth, one masterclass at a time with the new Rise and Be Rich show. But first, before we get into it, I want to tell everybody a little bit about you two before we get started, and then we're going to go into one amazing show. But I have to tell everybody how amazing you guys are. So that's the first thing we have to do. So let me first tell y'all about Ahana. So Ahana is a business transformation coach. She's an author and founder of Rise and Be Rich. She calls on her 20-year digital marketing and communication experience, a decade of building businesses and helping other business owners structure their online businesses, and her personal experience in meditation and mind training to solve the toughest challenges of solopreneurs and small business owners looking for a breakthrough and high growth in their business. She is a sought-after expert on transforming businesses inside and out. Ahana has helped business owners from USA, Canada, the UK, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, India, Australia, and New Zealand to switch to success. She teaches to combine mindset training, success principles, aligned strategies, accountability, plans, and high growth online business systems to grow fast and create freedom, purpose, joy, and financial growth in the business while serving global clients at the highest level. That's who our teacher is going to be. And now let me introduce you to her counterpart, Daniel Nylon. He is a speaker, author, and online business coach. He has spent the last 7 years traveling around the world, speaking about innovation, entrepreneurship, conducting workshops, and speaking on the Mind Valley stage. Along with Ahana, he has been a host for radio shows and has conducted his own online shows with speakers from around the world. Daniel works with Rise and Be Rich entrepreneurs who help them break through their system challenges and create an online business foundation that works. His goal is to help entrepreneurs build businesses around their passion, but also one that gives them a quality and purposeful life. So that is who our power couple is on the Rise and Be Rich show, partnered today with the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And what we're talking about today is we're talking about how business is hard. And a lot of people fail. Yet when you succeed in realizing your dreams, it's a beautiful achievement and fulfillment. Most people enter a business to fulfill a purpose, create wealth for themselves and for their family. If you knew that business happens in stages and that there are four stages of business, four stages to grow your wealth, you will never struggle and business would be easy. You can effortlessly create your dream business, wealth, and happiness. And that's what today's show is about. So, Ahana and Daniel, let's get right to the nitty-gritty. Why is business hard?
You know, the secret which, you know, that we don't really talk about, a lot of us actually have the secret, and we never reveal it, and that's we grow with this unhealthy relationship with money. We have this relationship and mindset about money and abundance, which is not very healthy. And when you have that mindset, it comes up in your life and in your business and your professional career in many, many different ways. So when you start a business, majority of the people, when you talk to them, they say that, well, we want to start it for money, whether it's extra money, money on the side, money for the future, money for retirement, money to make better choices. But it's the same mindset that we have when we do a job. You work hard so that at the end of the week here in Australia, end of the week or end of the month, you make some money. And, you know, you put a value to that. So what happens is that mindset puts every hour, so value to per hour of that you have, that you can make money. So what happens with that relationship is that we have this money versus relationship, happiness, lack of money versus value. So we start to sort of look at value and we start to measure and judge ourselves with the value that we have. And based on that, how much money we make. And that is it's a really tough, messed up way of thinking. So with that thinking, most entrepreneurs will step into that business. And as Robert Kiyosaki says, many people start only to make money, but just to make money is not a strong enough mission. So they can't sustain that business because all they're doing is getting stuck with their relationship with money and the business and goes round and round. And that's why businesses fail. And it's so hard to take it to the next level.
What do you want to say? I know you have a few cents to put in there, Daniel. What would you like to say in addition to that?
I'd like to just say that when you have like the right reason, the right mindset, the right motivation, then I think that, you know, the right mentors and the people will come into your life. And that's when you can sort of use your strategic plan, a roadmap for your business. And the chances of success really just go through the roof then, because you're surrounding yourself by the right people, you have the right plan, and then without that, really your chances are minimal. That's where it's going to be sort of hit and miss, you know, at best. So that's really what I want to throw in there.
Yes, and I love what your mission is, and that is, you know, to help entrepreneurs have a quality of life, because that's also another thing. Because when you're talking about value, right, to have a quality of life, do we value that? And do we make choices that reflect that? So, and it starts with our foundation, doesn't it? Doesn't it start with the foundation? And isn't that what we're talking about right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about the foundational piece.
Look, I think the foundation needs to be the, you know, really it's the mindset, as we said, about why they come in. But I think many business owners, you know, make the mistake that they get into entrepreneurship, but they're still working hours for dollars. And that is like a bit about the mindset of what Ahana mentioned. And, you know, what's detrimental to all businesses, I think, is there's three main parts. Is most people run their business on an employee mindset. They're still working hours for dollars. They might think that they are an entrepreneur, but the problem is if they ever were to step away from their business, their business would stop working. So their business is not solo. It's not on autopilot. So it puts a lot of pressure on that business owner. Number two would be look at the four quadrants of Robert Kiyosaki. If you read the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, and they call that the cash flow quadrant. The left side of the quadrant is the employees and the self-employed, because both haven't shifted out of that hours to dollars mindset. And the goal for any entrepreneur is to shift to the right side of that quadrant. So that is building wealth. The right side of the quadrant is business owners, leverage business as investors. And number three is when you start to explore how you go from that hours to dollars to a leveraged business, you start exploring how to create high value in your business. And then you can start to attract more clients. You can also start exploring how to deliver more value. And people start thinking of terms of leverage system. So that shift has to happen. If you start at the mindset of a business owner, and if you plan that leverage model, your success will be faster. However, it will require a certain mindset to shift in order to create that leverage business. So you have to start from shifting that hours to dollars mindset first, and then start connecting with the true value, you know, your purpose, your vision, your passion, really just to make that shift.
Yeah. And is that how we're changing it? Is the way that you just described it? Is that how we're changing it, by changing the mindset first? Is that
Has to be the foundation of everything.
Changing the mindset. And part of what we're talking about is we are helping people shift their mindset, right? We're giving people the tips and the tools that they need in order to build their foundation, right? And step one is to shift and change their mindset, right?
Step one is absolutely that.
Robert Kiyosaki, I can't, I mean, it's been a while since he's been out, because he's been around for such a long time, right? Yeah. But it would probably be a really good idea to read that book again. And is that where some of the strategies that you all have adapted to help entrepreneurs become extremely successful is his principles?
Well, his cash flow quadrant basically says, you know, on the left side is, you know, the people who have a job and the self-employed, they have a similar mindset. And on the right side are people who are now thinking of growth and scaling and, you know, creating wealth, not just for themselves, but for others. And those are the business owners and investors. So we've taken that inspiration from that model, but we basically, when somebody steps into a business, they move from self-employed to being a leader. So they're creating a leveraged business system to then learning how to scale their business, and then they learn how to invest and really grow money. So those are the four steps for us, and we see this over and over again with business owners. And when we started, we had no idea that this is how the progression is. So we would think, you know, the first few years are hard, really hard, because you're kind of learning, you know, the ropes. So you don't have this overview of this vision and these stages, that's how it unfolds. You just have to allow it to unfold. And so we took inspiration from the cash flow quadrant, but we created this system because we can see people move through it, and we have moved through it, and our mentors have moved through it as well. So that's the basis. Yeah.
I totally love that. It's almost like you're writing in that you're letting entrepreneurs know that, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but it's part of the growth process. Yeah.
And it's beautiful, actually.
It is, right? Don't give up. Don't give up before the miracle happens. You know, a lot of businesses, you know, they fail in their first year. We've talked about this because we've done a podcast together, and you know, a lot of businesses fail in their first year, but it doesn't have to be, because if you know the stages that you're talking about, and if you know the foundation, and if you realize, hey, this is part of the growth. This is kind of like, you know, what do they say in a marriage? You know, it's like the first 7 years, you know, it's like, if you make it through the first 7 years, you're great. You know, I don't know, because I've never been married, so I don't know, but, you know, it's a relationship. It's a relationship. And staying dedicated and committed to being an entrepreneur in this ever-changing world is huge. And I love what you guys are bringing to the show on Rise and Be Rich, one masterclass at a time. And that is to help entrepreneurs scale their business. And that's what you guys are masters at doing. And you're going to help our audience and our listeners to be able to achieve that also, because you've got the systems in place that's going to help people you know, transform now. And so that's really, really exciting. You two are both world travelers and have been, you know, teaching and coaching around the world. So I'm honored and privileged to have you here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my new co-hosts, Ahana and Daniel. How does that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds really great. And you know what I'm loving about what you guys are bringing is 2020, next year, is a year for the master builder because it's the number 22. And all of us that are out there now that are really scaling and going large and stepping into our leadership even more than we were before, you know, and growing our foundations, growing our businesses, scaling on a larger scale. That's the reason why you guys came on Transformation Talk Radio, right? Mm-hmm. And why you guys wanted to partner up together with me so that we can have a greater impact. So tell us about the stages of growth. What is true growth?
Mm-hmm. True growth in a business happens when really it's just true transformation. And that is of the business owner. And so all them years back when I did meet Ahana, we met in 2012, which came to Australia for a workshop. I was interested in doing my science experiments. She was from the metaphysical side, teaching meditation. And really just sort of thought, you know, how can we blend that stuff together? And at that time, I was sort of working out of my lab/shed, and I'm doing that sort of part-time at my dad's property at 100 acres. So I was doing that with working and everything else, putting all my money really into my passion. And I just wanted to get my message out to more people. I was sort of doing it on YouTube and doing it on forums. And then Ahana and I did start to collaborate. And that first one took us over to Asia in 2013. And, you know, we did that for a couple of years. It was quite successful and did that for 2 or 3 years. But as much as I love doing the workshops, something really didn't feel right because I was really excited about doing all the workshops and everything at the beginning, but I knew I needed to scale it. And it was really just from talking with other people in Ahana and mentors that they were saying, yeah, you want to be doing something different. You're getting into the business side of it now. You're not just doing the science. And that was where things sort of evolved. And that's when I knew that I wanted to do more with online business. I wanted to do more training, more coaching. I love the speaking. And what I really loved, not just the motivational speaking, but when I was sitting there and doing the training, I was doing training for large groups and some of them for students as well. And that was really fun. So it wasn't really about the science, but it was the workshops. It was about speaking in front of people. It was the training. It wasn't just about the science side of it, the research. So that's when I really just wanted to know, how can I build this more? How can I turn it into a leveraged business to sun my science? And that has been my new goal for it. It wasn't really just about doing workshops, going from place to place. I knew that we needed to put a business model in place. So when I do want to sit there and go and do science, or do I want to teach it to kids, I can bring it back and do it that way. So to me, true growth is really about consciousness. It's about when you increase your consciousness, when you change your mindset, you want to reach more people. And you've just got to ask yourself, how do I serve them, more people? What gifts do I have? How can I leverage that? And really just take that to the next level. So I think the second part of the four stages of business would be to recognize that, you know, you need to be a leader. You need to grow.
The leadership.
Yeah. So really, it'd be the leadership, if I'll put it into one word. And that's when you want to do things differently. You want to sort of, you know, get your word out. But what you want to do is you want to rebrand and structure it so your business matches you, what you really you want to bring out to people.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the really important things at this stage is people just, you know, when they're just starting the business, they're just doing it. They really don't have a plan to really grow it, reach a lot of people. But this is when the leadership, you know, sort of you, your inner leader, starts really expressing itself. And it wants to, you know, reach a lot of people and make a lot of impact. And so you need to work with that energy and create a business that can actually help you do that. So in Daniel's case, when he, you know, as he's talking about his story, and I still remember those days, and we were, you know, having all these discussions in this little room in Malaysia. And, you know, he really wanted to grow. And that is when we started mapping out a system for a leveraged business. How can we do that and reach a lot of people in a short amount of time?
Yes. Yes. And I love how the two of you complement each other with this model, and how you're, you know, putting these classes together and helping entrepreneurs, because I see that so much, you know, I really do. I see the entrepreneurs that are like struggling, making less than, you know, $50,000, less than $100,000 a year. They're really great at what they're offering. But yeah, they don't have the they're not ready for that next mind shift that you're talking about, is that leadership, and they're that growth part hasn't really activated. And part of them, I even think that they're still thinking about that it's going to fail. They're failing, and that they're going backwards rather than moving forward. And like a lot of times, you know, we have to take a greater risk.
We have to
take a greater risk, you know, like we have to be able to go bigger and say yes, even when we don't know how.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to trust and jump. Take, you know, put your hand on your heart and leap.
if we know we want to go bigger, if we know we want to lead, and if we know we want to grow, and if we know we want to generate wealth, and Daniel, you were talking about, you know, value and time and money, and you know, that time freedom, right? Mm-hmm. That being free from the old system of just being, you know, locked into a limited, you know, structure of 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Where you're gonna receive just a limited income and then even entrepreneurs that are not, you know, scaling, and that are not dreaming bigger and going bigger and having the tools in place to support them to make a bigger impact. And I think that's one of the big messages too. So let's recap again, Daniel, and tell us again about step one, step two.
Where we are. As you're saying then, like step one, I think the most important thing for that is, like you say, build a business that you can actually scale. For an example, someone that has a product or a service that they can sit there and teach. Yes, they can be charging a lot of good money for it. Even a lawyer has something like that, but they're limited to the amount of clients that they can take on and the amount of, like, I suppose, time that they can put into their business. They can work crazy hours and make really good money or have really high paying clients. But that is a system where if they ever to step away, their business would fall apart. And that is the beautiful thing about the digital format now that we have with internet, with basically being able to get on Zoom like we are now. We're in Australia, you're in the US, and it's completely changed the way that we can do business. So the whole point about any sort of business is you need to have a business that you can automate as much as possible and use all these wonderful tools that we have available to make sure that we can use that business and take it to the next level. And then when you do want to grow, you need to use these tools that we have in place. You need to make sure that you're really niche down what you want to do with yourself and scale. How can you take this to the next level?
Yeah. And I love that we're doing this together. And now just before we get ready to open 2020 and having the systems in place. And I love that you're going to be bringing this to us month by month by month, helping us with the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So we have a free gift for the audience. What is the free gift? I want to let people know about it already ahead of time so that they can get excited about it, because I know what it is. And when I saw that you guys are offering that, I said, oh my gosh, I have to tell so-and-so, I have to tell so-and-so, I have to tell so-and-so, because I want them to take advantage of this amazing offer that you guys have. So Hannah, you want to tell us?
Well, we actually do these mapping sessions. We map not just the business of where you are and where you want to go, what's the target, how you want to restructure your business. We also map the marketing that you're doing. So we look at the marketing, where are your leads coming from? What's really happening with your business? Where are you stuck? What are the bottlenecks? So we do this session, we ask different questions, and we are able to actually map it out right then and there. It's a 60 to 90 minute session that we do. And we have been doing this for, you know, on solo entrepreneurs and small business owners all over the world. So we wanted to give 20 of those free.
Wow.
That those sessions are really important. It's an absolute shift and transformation. You just, by the end of it, you look at your business and it's just moved around. You know, it's just, you have a complete shift in the way you think, look, and plan your business and how you want to grow. So that's what we do with the mapping session.
So this is a free gift for anyone that's listening today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, with my new co-host, Hannah and Daniel, Rise and Be Rich, one masterclass at a time. And so in order for you to access this gift, what do you need to do?
It's really simple. Go to my website. So it's hannahlara.com/consultation/booked. There's a form there. We send that out to our referral partners. But if you use that form, give the reference of, you know, Transformation Talk Radio, put a reference there of who referred you, Cornelia Stephanie TTR or something like that, then we will know and we will give that session to you for free. It's usually for around $500. So we will give that session to you for free. So we'll know that it's come through this show.
And to make it easier, put episode one.
Yeah, put episode one.
TTR episode one, Cornelia Stephanie episode one, because we want to make sure that it's only to people for this first episode.
Yeah, that's a huge value. That's a huge gift. I'm really excited for the people that are going to take you up on it. And like I said, I know some people that I definitely want to recommend that they get them. And you only have 20 spots, which is very generous of you, but still it's 20 spots at a $500 value each. That's huge. That's a huge, generous gift. So I want to thank you so much. And Hannah, tell us one more time, go slower as you're telling people where to access it.
Sure. It's hannahlara.com/consultation/booked. So if you use that URL, it'll go to a form, fill up the form, and when you submit, you'll see our calendar. You can set up a time, and then our team is going to get back to you and set it all up for you.
So we're going to put this link into the YouTube. So if you're watching the YouTube later and you're seeing the link is going to be right on the top, because it is kind of long. And if you're listening to and you're driving down the highway and you can't write things down. So yes. Definitely, you know, listen to it on YouTube and get the link there. If for those of you that are not able to get it on YouTube and you want to contact me directly at radio@corneliastephanie.com, I'll forward you the link. We definitely want you to have access to this information and get a session with Hannah and Daniel. And so we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with more with my new power couple on Rise and Be Rich. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter. Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back. So we were talking in the break about scaling. A lot of entrepreneurs are missing the boat if they're not scaling their business. And so let's talk about what is scaling. What does it mean? Define that and then break it down for us, Ahana.
So what we'll do is, you know, your first step was foundation, right? You have to understand that you have to move to the right side of the quadrant. The second step was actually to create a leverage business. So I'll just start from there and then scaling just follows through. So what do you mean by what's a leverage business? It's really simple. You start from the basics, which is you cannot grow a successful business if no one knows about you. If not enough people know about you, like and trust you, you can't scale your business. You can't grow your business. So most entrepreneurs coming into entrepreneurship, they'll just start doing a lot of marketing. They'll start putting their products and services. They get into social media marketing. They start list building. And they're doing all these activities, all these digital marketing activities, without actually planning a strategy out. And you have to be really patient and still when you're building a business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my favorite quote in Tao Te Ching is, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So everything is a step and a step and a step and a step. So when we want to create a leverage business, our first goal is letting the world know who we are, what we do, here's what we can offer, and here's how we can help you shift things. So your brand and how you position yourself in the market is the first step you master. And we understand that we need to be seen in the right way to the right people. And then the second step is from there, we start building authority. And we do that through content marketing, sort of using content marketing to really bring authority in the market. And once you have that, you just crank up the volume. You just, you know, amplify it by creating influence. So that's the third step. So by the time you do all of these, people know, like, and trust you. Now you can take the feedback from the market and create a high value offer, a high value product. And that's really the fourth step. You bring something that can actually help the target market. And once you've learned that, then you can leverage your systems and your strategies to then grow your, you know, number of clients, your products, programs, and services, because now you have your target market's attention. You can steer their attention to that high value offer. So that, in essence, is leverage. Now, once you have leverage, now you can scale. And when you, it's scaling is really simple. So think about it, you're in an auditorium full of people and you want to, you know, talk about your message. You don't have a microphone. You have to shout really, you know, loud. You know, you have to talk really loud in order for your message to reach to enough people. And that's painful. But try getting the entire room to chime with you. So entire room chimes with you. Now you have a loud roar. Put some microphones in the audience and put a microphone in front of you. And again, chime with you, and now you have a boom. So the question about scaling is really simple. How large a noise do you want to make? So, you know, we're doing this in millionaire imprints, and we want to hit seven figures. We want to make $1 million in the business, and that's how big a noise we want to make. You can't make that noise by yourself. You have to, you know, you can't do that solo. You have to get the attention of many people at the same time. And that really happens through joint ventures, collaboration partners, etc. So scaling on one side is working with other people. So that's on the outside. And as you work with the other people, you have to also start growing your team from the inside. So scaling is all about, you know, amplifying it, but what do you say? A scalar growth, you know, amplifying it from the outside as well as the inside.
Wow. That's so well explained. And would you also say that we are modeling what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what this is. This is how we do it. And you can't do it by yourself. And you have to have the state of consciousness to create this win-win and this chain reaction, you know, in the world that where everyone wins, right? So that's really part of sort of stepping into the leadership part of your, you know, the scaling part of your business.
Yeah.
It's team sport.
What is it?
A success is a team sport. And if you notice that a lot of people now, a lot of these big names are actually collaborating together and they're already huge influencers in the market, but they are starting to basically collaborate. Like there was Tony Robbins on a big one, Grant Cardone's on like multiple ones recently, like everyone seems to be doing it. So all these massive influencers are basically teaming up with these influencers from a sub niche of what they do just so they can reach a massive audience. And so it doesn't matter how big you are, all these people are using that strategy.
Yeah. So, and that's exactly what we're doing together here in our collaborations is doing that and being able to position ourselves into, you know, this platform and then scaling it out and having it go out right through our collaboration. And I just love that. So why don't we tell the audience, what is your intention, your vision, your mission with what you're doing in the world? Like, what is your, what's your big vision there with all of this?
You want to go?
I think the big vision for what we do is a lot of people, and the reason I got into this in the first place, I was talking about, I was doing a lot of the science, but a lot of people have a passion in life, but that's the idea. They don't know how they can really monetize it. And that was how all this came about in the first place. We transitioned more from workshops because we noticed that marketing was such a huge part of what we do. We had to transition and try and bring other people in there. So I think if I was to sum it up in a word, you could say that it, or a sentence, it would be teach people how they can use their millionaire imprints, which is really what we're doing in this show. Because so many people have a great idea. They don't have the foundation on what they can do. They don't have the tools or strategies in place on how to implement it. So that is what Ahana and I really found that we're good at teaching other people how to do that. Use what has worked for us, use other things that we've learned on our journey and really just implement that and give them strategies that can actually work. Because a lot of people dream about wanting to become a millionaire, but when they're starting a business, they don't know how to make the right investments. They don't know what areas I need to put the work in to make it happen. So to create that millionaire imprint in your business, you need to make sure that you're a business and an owner of a state of not just consciousness, but that's one that can help you expand the money, the business, make a huge shift in the way that you think, combine all these things together, and that'll really make a difference in the way that you make your decisions in your business. So, you know, go on.
No, I was going to say,
I always like little stories and putting the stuff in here. So here's a little story that we sort of, you know, to relate on how we're doing it. Now, I have some people in my family that would rather see me doing a job instead of, you know, doing this thing for years. And I remember when I was first doing it, they're like, oh, you're still doing this entrepreneur thing? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's not just going to stop. It's like, well, why don't you just get a 9-to-5 job? That'd be much easier. And at least you know it's stable and you got money coming in. And I'm like, but that's not what I want to do with my life. I said, like, I took until I was 30 before I even knew what I wanted to do. And I said, I was just bouncing around. I'd do a job or I'd be doing this or doing that, follow my passions in the side. But that's not going to make you happy at the end of the day. And I mean, I think a lot of people that don't want to do this entrepreneur journey, they don't understand that. They're like, well, I just want to sit there and do the 9-to-5. I'll work my hours. I'll spend my money on the weekend and I'll repeat that same process again. I don't know, maybe us entrepreneurs are a crazier sort of breed, but we really just have a passion and we want to do something in our life. And we know that doing that 9-to-5 isn't necessarily going to make you happy. It might be secure, but I don't think so. And I heard that story recently when we were talking with somebody. It's like, oh, this guy was a big influencer and he was doing the coaching, but in the end, he sort of, you know, like just went back to a 9-to-5 job and he's happier now. And I said, is he really happier now? He was following his passion. He was doing what he really loved. He was, you know, being an influencer. He was coaching. Yes, it was probably harder if you want to sit there and say the amount of hours he was putting in, but you can't say that guy's happier now that he's had to go back to doing a job. Well, obviously his intention is to build up more money and get back to doing what he loves.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's what his intention is. And see, this is also another big, huge piece for entrepreneurs. It's about strategy. Everything is about strategy. And, you know, being able to strategize to realize, you know, when that those curveballs come in and times are hard, you don't right away just give up on your dream and go back to the security piece, because you know, this comes with it. It comes with it. I mean, it's happened all the time. But I think that people that have a big vision like you guys do, like I do, where we want to go big, we're risk takers, and we're part of that 2%, 5% that's actually going to make it happen, that's actually going to stay the course. And one of the things I appreciate so much about you guys, you know, I've had the opportunity now to work with you closely one-on-one over like the last month and a half, almost something like that. And I really love how detailed you are and how, you know, how focused and dedicated and committed you are to your project, you know, bringing this out, and that it's going to succeed, and you know, that you're willing to stay the course with it. And that's what I've seen you guys do with your detail and how you're bringing it out. So it's really exciting for all the people that are going to benefit from this, that take the opportunity. You know, the blessings are put right in front of our face, but don't let the fears hold you back from saying yes and going, wow, this has been part of my prayer. This is what I asked for, right? And boom, there's nothing more empowering than like what you said earlier, Daniel, is having systems in place and being able to have time freedom, so that you're making money, that it's their system in place, and it's you don't have to show up for it. The money is being made if there's a system already in place while you're sleeping. And yeah. You know, so it's just a matter of, you know, what your gig is and what your deal is. But I love the structures. I love the systems in place and the teamwork, the collaboration, and the wealth building.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And in fact, I just want to add something. When we were doing research for this show, Cornelia, there's one little thing that, you know, I was looking through on my reports, and there's a report from Credit Suisse Global Wealth Report, and there are 42.2 million millionaires on the planet right now.
Wow.
And just the last 12 months, we have added 2.3 million millionaires in this world. And, you know, it's just, why shouldn't you be part of that growing statistic? And so when, you know, when we're talking about the rise and be rich, it's about the inner transformation and the strategies to match it. That's what our goal is, to give that gift to people. And if you just look at these millionaires' lives, my goodness, you know, they've gone from scratch to being part of the 2.3 million people that grew last year.
Those are great quotes. I definitely, when I listen to this replay, I have to write those numbers down, because I definitely want to use that again and again and again. You know, part of when I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women was because I chose to be a millionaire. I'm a millionaire in creation, and I'm authentically showing my path on how I'm doing it. And this is what I'm doing. And what would you do with $83,333.33 per month? What would you do with it? Knowing the answers to those questions, having the containers and creating the containers in order to be able to live that kind of a lifestyle. Not because I need that money, but because money gives you the opportunity to have the freedom to sponsor grassroots projects that you're passionate about in the world. It gives you freedom to travel and do things on a greater scale. And this is the time. It's the time for us, but we have to choose it. We have to choose it. And you know, in America, I don't know if you guys heard of this, because you guys are from Australia, but have you heard of the Me Too movement?
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so then you know that hashtag Millionaire Me Too. Hashtag Millionaire Me Too. And that was the thing. And that's why I was like, okay, hashtag Millionaire Me Too. You know, and if it brings up any issues for any of you that are listening to, oh, I shouldn't say that, or hashtag Millionaire Me Too, it's too much, or whatever it is, that's exactly why those words were chosen, is to bring everything up to the surface so you can look at it and see that, oh, this doesn't serve me to think so small. I want to be a millionaire. Yes, I want to go and grow, and I want to be part of the next millionaire, the entrepreneur generation, and I want to do this. I mean, you're talking about millionaires, but you know, there is a lot of billionaires out there too. And would you believe this? My God, just look at the Kardashians, right? Just look at the Kardashians, or just look at a lot of those, the rappers out there that are like Jay-Z, you know, billionaires. You know, there's so many people that are now doing what it is that they love, mm-hmm. and that are making good money, and they can do good things. They can do good things. And that's what we want to do. And we want to support you, the audience, so that you can do that too. And it doesn't have to be hard, because many of us, like Ahana and Daniel, myself, and many others included, we've gone through the growing pain. You know, the we've done the things that, oh, don't do this, but do this, you know. They really support you and have the help that you need. Let's tell the audience again how they can get the free gift. Let's tell the audience again how they can get the free gift, Ahana.
So I know that you're going to put a link. So it's just go to my website, ahanalara.com/consultation/booked. Now, this page is not on my website, but if you just do /consultation/booked, you should be able to go to the form, put a little note. This is from Transformation Talk Radio, episode 1, and we will get you that session for free.
And it's a $500 session, and it's basically, tell us about the session one more time. What does it do?
The session, we're going to look at your business. We're going to look at all the bottlenecks in your business, and we'll map out the business from where you are, where you want to go, and then also look at the marketing. Why is your marketing not working for you, and what are some of the strategies that we can use to sort of jumpstart that growth in your business?
And you're giving 20 of these sessions away to one of our lucky audience members. So everybody jump to the computer and get it in there and say yes and start 2020 off rising and being rich. I mean, that's what this is about. So let's see, we're almost done. We have another segment to go. Let's take our last and final break and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
I love this one and final question, and that is, what will you do with the millions of dollars that you have in your hands? What will you do with it?
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, we have to start at what's the last quadrant of what Robert Kiyosaki is saying in the cash flow quadrant, which is the investor. And the three things you really need to know about this is many years back, I heard this in an interview. It made me laugh, but look, it was true. Money is like manure. You can pile it up and it starts to smell. You can spread it around and it makes things grow. Look at it this way, as in you can leave your money in the bank and you can get a small percentage. You know, depending on the country you're in, you might get 1% up to maybe 7% is the best fixed deposits that I've heard about. And that's why with him, he's made his wealth through real estate. And that was something that I got really excited about and passionate about when we started getting into it, because we try to invest our money in the cryptocurrency, the Bitcoins and things like that. Some of that stuff can work, but it's not very stable. And real estate was probably one of the best things that I've seen to invest my money into, because if you pick the right market, real estate is always something which is going to really grow. And that was something which, you know, it was a new thing for me to learn. This one's like, leave him doing it, because he's like staying up late at night getting right into it, because I didn't really know what to do. I'd heard about it, but I didn't really see it was stable. It's like, oh, you buy a house and you pay a mortgage and stuff like that. No, no, no. You put all your money when you're becoming a millionaire into houses, and then you turn that into more millions of dollars, and you use that real estate business to actually fund everything you want to do, because you can use that business for all your travel, for everything else, while you're having real estate at the same time. So that was a real cool little thing that I found out there. Second, most people want to talk about the passive income without really understanding what truly passive is. When you learn to invest your money, real estate's a perfect example. You have your money coming in, everything comes out of that. You don't do anything. Like, we've got it set up, a company in the UK, where basically we stay here in Australia and the rest is taken care of. We just get our passive income. And that, to me, is what truly passive income is. And you make the money really do the work for you. And the third thing is, you need to focus on creating multiple streams of income. So don't rely on one investment, have multiple investments. And as Warren Buffett says, never depend on a single income, make investments create a second source. And that is what he's made his whole career out of. He's always investing into new startups, where he doesn't do anything. He just gives them the capital. This company grows, it goes into IPO, it basically takes it to the next level on the stock exchange. He basically gets his money out of that business. They either sell it or he sells off his shares. He makes a huge amount of money. He moves on to the next thing again. And really, that's what it's all about. And you need to remember these three rules. But if you put them into place, start off with a small amount of money, but you'll see the growth. You'll see that small passive incomes come in. And then it's just a matter of scaling. And if you're thinking about real estate, you know, buy your first house, flip it, get capital if that's what you want to do, or basically get it so you're getting money coming in every month. And then obviously repeat that process again and again. And it's exactly the same with all your online programs and everything as well. It's really just a matter of scaling. It's just,
Yeah. And is that what your guys' vision is to take this and scale this, grow this large, and then duplicate it, and then you also go into real estate and all the different things that you talked about? These are your models.
Just one thing to add before I know Hannah's going to jump in here. I think with any business, it's really the same thing. If you can get one part of your business to be very successful, that is what scaling is. And that is what automation and duplication is all about. And that's what we like to teach our students. We're trying to show them something that will work in any aspect of their business. And then it's a matter of just using that same process and principles, using this blueprint, and you can do that in any aspect of your life.
Yeah. It basically, the vision for us was, we never really understood investment at all. We didn't even understand scaling. So when we started, so for entrepreneurs listening in, as you go through these four stages, you will reach that. You'll reach a stage where you are thinking of creating a course which will get you that $1 million. But then what do you do with those millions? You have to grow. Yeah, you have to keep growing it, because that's going to fund. The true passive is what funds all your projects. You know, whatever charities you want, you know, whatever, and you have multiple streams of that. Imagine how much good you could do for the world when everything is taken care of. So that's really the vision for entrepreneurism. That's where we are all going. So to understand that, we're not there yet. We're still in the learning phase, you know, as you know, we talked about this. But that's the vision. You know, when you reach that stage, all of these pains of, you know, how do I get clients, how all of that just fade away. You know, you're on this path, you just flow, you just take a step at a time, step at a time. Know that that's what you're going to ultimately do a lot of good for a lot of people, as well as be taking care of your own life perfectly, beautifully, and live well.
Yes, that's beautiful. This is so, so, so exciting that this is how we're starting this new year and this new show together with you. And where I want to invite everyone to take advantage of the beautiful free gift, that 1 hour mapping session that you're offering. That's a $500 value for everyone to take advantage to go to your website and book. And the link will be placed on the YouTube video below there to get it there. And also, while you're on the YouTube channel, press the like and subscribe button, because that's going to alert you and let you know that every time when we create new content, that you are the first to know about it. Because again, it's about growing the community, collaborating together, supporting each other. And, you know, it's really helpful when you have people that you trust. It's helpful to weed out and let go of all the rest, because it's like, why do you want to, you know, have so much clutter? It's just choose the people that you resonate with and that are there to support you, and sign on with them. And then that way, and let go of the rest, and build a wonderful, simple life that sustains you in abundance, and live in organic with nature and have fun and, you know, live in your passion, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's been wonderful to have you two on today. We have just about a minute and a half left. What would you like to say left to the audience?
Well, just that, you know, we wanted to give this overview because we've gone through a lot of stages to get to this place, to understand or see this. So download doesn't keep it for yourself. These four stages, and always know that whichever stage you're in, it is beautiful. Pain included, it is beautiful. Give your 100% focus to that. Give you 100% love. Do it with love, that stage. And it will beautiful. It will just grow and take you to the next step automatically. So that's the little message. Know that this is how everybody grows. You have beautiful future ahead. Don't give up. Don't feel the struggle. Don't feel bad about things not working, in your business, because it's just a matter of time when things will smoothen out and you'll be in the next stage of your business.
Ahana and Daniel, thank you so much. Many blessings to you. Many blessings to our listeners. We'll see you again next time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Ahana and Daniel. See you next time.
Bye-bye. See you.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.